Tree cover is also critical in more urban and suburban areas. That's why new data about Allegheny County's tree canopy, released by the nonprofit Tree Pittsburgh earlier this year, is so disturbing.
For Allegheny County, from 2010 to 2015, 11,244 acres were lost.
Matt Erb is the director of urban forestry. I met him at their nursery along the shores of the Allegheny River. He explained that the data were collected in those 2 years for the first time with LIDAR imagery, which uses pulsing laser light from an airplane to gather a detailed look at the tree canopy below.
It's the leaves, the branches, the twigs, the trunk of the tree. Kind of just like an umbrella has a canopy to it. Trees provide that same kind of canopy.
Is it specific types of trees? How do you drill down into the data?
So we've been really looking at the data as many ways as we possibly can. We're looking at it by land use. We're looking at it by ownership. But we're also looking at Google Earth and Google Street View, which both have great archive sections with older imagery. So we can look at specific streets that have lost a lot of tree canopy. And through that Google Street View, we can see 2012, the tree was alive and green, and 2015, the tree was removed. But by looking at those imageries, we can see the species. And so we do know in some cases, ash trees, which were impacted by emerald ash borer, have nearly been wiped out from our landscape. I think there's a lot of factors at play here. We have obviously a lot of development and reinvestment in communities in Allegheny County. So that's one reason we may be seeing some canopy loss. You know, the number of vacant lots being rehabilitated into community spaces or even to accommodate new development. Some of those vacant lots held a lot of tree canopy that's now gone. Infrastructure improvements, the widening of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and those larger infrastructure projects have a bigger impact on forest canopy, not necessarily species specific.
Are you concerned about these numbers?
Yes. If you think of Allegheny County park systems, so that's North Park, South Park, Round Hill Park, Harrison Hills, that park system is about 12,000 acres. So looking at the county, we lost about 11,244. So that's pretty close to the entire county park system disappearing in a five-year time frame. So all those parks together, that's a pretty large area. And the amount of benefits that those trees provide, you know, they're providing a lot of ecosystem services, managing stormwater, providing oxygen, not to mention a lot of human health benefits. Obviously, trees remove a lot of our particulate matter and other air pollutants from the air. So we have an EPA benefit map that shows the city of Pittsburgh's trees provide about $10 million in human health benefits a year. Because of those air pollutants that are removed by trees, there's less cases of bronchitis, less hospital visits, less days off sick, even less mortality. So that's a significant quantity of tree benefits that are being lost. And the fact that, you know, these trees take decades to regrow. So it's not something that we can say, all right, in 5 years we want to regrow 10,000 acres of canopy, because it's going to take, you know, at least 100 years to grow those trees to that size and refill that part of our canopy.
So what's it going to take to turn this around?
To really turn this around, and we've already been working on this for a number of years. Tree Pittsburgh was founded in 2006. And ever since our founding, we've been working with a number of partners throughout the region to plant and maintain trees. So our work with our partners has probably planted over 50,000 trees in Allegheny County. And so that's a big, significant step into helping reverse this trend. A lot of the tree loss is in people's backyards. You know, people are removing trees, whether it's due to old age or they're just tired of raking leaves. So we want to help reverse that trend, get people educated that those trees are actually providing them with a lot of benefits and a lot of benefits to the community as well.
You mentioned developers. You know, that's like new housing, commercial development. Is there kind of a push to make sure that trees are part of that equation?
The Pittsburgh Shade Tree Commission has been working for the last few years to change the tree protection and development codes for the city of Pittsburgh, and that with the end goal of helping to protect more trees during development, as well as to have more trees planted at the end of a development. And then more recently, Tree Pittsburgh has received a grant from the Pittsburgh Foundation to take this work to municipalities throughout the county and help them rewrite their tree protection ordinances and zoning codes.
Can you say a little bit more about what the Shade Tree Commission is?
Sure. The Pittsburgh Shade Tree Commission is appointed by the mayor, some community advocates, environmental organizations, city departments. And so we meet on a monthly basis discussing policy needs, you know, whatever's happening in the urban forest. And there are many municipalities in Allegheny County that have shade tree commissions. Say part of our state law system that municipalities have been able to have shade tree commissions with power for over 100 years at this point.
And when you say tree protection ordinances, what do those cover?
That's a great question. So it's kind of broad, but generally to have protect trees during development or just protect trees at all times. So people that don't know about trees may take them for granted. They may not know that stapling no parking signs or yard sale signs all over trees is not good for the tree. Codes most basically protect trees from being pruned by unauthorized people, from pouring herbicides, oils, other liquids in the ground that may be harmful to the trees. Excavations around the base of the tree should be thoughtful and not overly damaging to the tree that it needs to be removed. And so those are the really basic things. They can also outline different fines that may pertain to damage or destruction of public trees. You know, to plant a new street tree in the city of Pittsburgh costs almost $800. So if that tree is vandalized or removed, recouping that money can be a good thing to help replant that tree there. And that's for a young tree. A fully mature oak tree that's been there for 100 years could be appraised at tens of thousands of dollars. So these trees have a lot of value, and protecting them is definitely worthwhile.
Matt Erb says Tree Pittsburgh is also trying to grow as many trees as they can here at their Heritage Nursery. It's on an old industrial site in Pittsburgh's Lawrenceville neighborhood. There are rows and rows of little trees.
That's not a pawpaw tree.
No, we do have pawpaw trees, okay. But those aren't pawpaw trees. So you'll see a lot of these trees with the larger leaves out at this time are our native buckeye species. So we have yellow buckeye is a large, very large growing shade tree. Attracts a lot of different pollinators, including different butterfly species and hummingbirds in the summertime. We thought it would be a great idea to collect seed locally from our parks, propagate those species, and get them back into our ecosystems of the city.
Herb says they're already adapted to thrive in our climate and also to put up with our air pollution. This and other stories from our series Wild PA are at AlleghenyFront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.